Obersturmfuhrer-Wolf's former patients. All dead of dysentery. Passed in succession beneath the scalpel. I had already finished the first 30 autopsies and was recording the results of my observations. In each case, the mucus of the stomach was inflamed, which resulted in a burning, or rather a complete withering, of the glands that secrete chloric acid in the stomach. A lack of gastric juices renders digestion impossible, but increases fermentation proportionally. My second observation concerned the inflamed condition of the small intestine, which was accompanied by a thinning of the intestinal walls. My third observation related to the most important digestive juice of the small intestine, the bile, which is indispensable to the proper assimilation of fats. Opening the liver, I found, instead of a greenish-yellow secretion, an almost colorless liquid, which scarcely affected the material still in the intestine, and which in any case was quite incapable of performing its digestive function. My fourth observation had to do with the inflammation of the large intestine, which had resulted in a withering, a thinning, and an excessive fragility of the intestinal walls, which were about as thick and as strong as cigarette paper. In fact, they were no longer digestive tubes, but sewers, through which everything flowed from one end to the other in the space of a few minutes. Such, in outline form, and reduced to a language any layman can understand, are the principal conclusions of my autopsies. The job I had been assigned was in reality monotonous, devoid of any interest whatever. The bacteriological tests were probably being conducted in the village of Rieskau, situated about 3 kilometers from the crematoriums, in the SS Army's Institute of Hygiene and Bacteriology. There, the renowned Professor Mansfeld, who held the chair of bacteriology at Peck's Medical School, was in charge of the work. And with that, until next week, peace.